Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop. Game time.
Actually, they just popped on TV and said 1 to 3 inches over the next 48 hours across all of Massachusetts. How about that? Campy Kennedy brought to you by our wonderful friends at Subaru of New England. Share the love of the brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to... didn't come through on my notes, Dan. Hold on.
Jenna from North Providence.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jenna, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
How are things in North Providence this morning?
Yeah, good. A little rainy. Not too bad.
And you're a kindergarten teacher?
I am.
Isn't my girlfriend, are you counting the days until Christmas break?
Yes, I have today and tomorrow and free.
What movie are we watching today?
Probably no movie today. We're going to watch a little dance show at the high school, and then tomorrow we'll probably watch a movie.
All right, Kennedy's gone into the soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. Question number one, there's a list of Christmas movies you should watch based on your zodiac sign. Taurus is Miracle on 34th Street. Libra is Elf. And Capricorn is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. In Elf, what is the best way to spread Christmas cheer?
Singing loud for all to hear.
181 years ago today in 1843, A Christmas Carol, the story of Ebenezer Scrooge and Tiny Tim, was first published in England. It has been adapted into movies, TV shows, and stage plays dozens of times. Who wrote the original work?
I'm not sure.
It's not in your kindergarten curriculum.
Question number three. No. Mariah Carey wrapped up her Christmas time tour with a star-studded final show at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, where she even autographed Rihanna's boob. Speaking of Rihanna, who featured on this song with her? Take a listen. Who featured on that song with her?
Was it Lady Gaga?
Question number four. Nick Jonas may have alienated some fans by putting out a message of support for Elon Musk. Which country is Elon Musk originally from?
I want to say Australia. I don't know.
Question number five. The five country albums that went all the way to number one this year are One Thing at a Time by Morgan Wallen, 35 Biggest Hits by Toby Keith, Cowboy Carter by Beyonce, Beautifully Broken by Jelly Roll, and F1 Trillion by which artist?
F1 Trillion?
F1 Trillion. He played at Fenway Park this summer.
Going
to be playing in Gillette next summer. Okay.
Let's say Luke Bryan.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Do kindergartners give you gifts for Christmas break as a teacher?
Yes, they do.
What's the go-to gift?
Yeah, you get anything good?
Usually like gift cards, which is fine. I made a stock of donuts.
Nothing
take
wrong
all
with
the coffee I can get.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
No, not a lot. Mm-hmm. Yes.
America runs on it. I don't know if you know.
Jenna got 1 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right.
Sue.
Not too hard to beat.
These are tough, Kennedy. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
There's a list of Christmas movies you should watch based on your zodiac sign. Taurus is Miracle on 34th Street. Libra is Elf. And Capricorn is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. In Elf, what is the best way to spread Christmas cheer?
Maple syrup.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
You must be a South Pole elf.
I must be.
1-0 for Jenna. Question number 2. 181 years ago today in 1843, A Christmas Carol, the story of Ebenezer Scrooge and Tiny Tim, was first published in England. Who wrote the original work?
Charles Dickens.
Tied at 1. Question number 3. Mariah Carey wrapped up her Christmastime tour with a star-studded final show at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, where she even autographed Rihanna's boob. Rihanna, excuse me. Speaking of Rihanna, who featured on this song with her? Take a listen.
Eminem?
It is Eminem. Oh, sorry, wrong button. There you go. 2-1. Question number 4. Nick Jonas may have alienated some fans by putting out a message of support to Elon Musk. Which country is Elon Musk from?
South Africa.
3-1. Question number 5. The five country albums that went all the way to number 1 this year are One Thing at a Time by Morgan Wallen, 35 Biggest Hits by Toby Keith, Cowboy Carter by Beyonce, and Beautifully Broken by Jelly Roll. Also, F1 Trillion by which artist?
Post Malone.
It is Post Malone, yes. Kennedy, I just looked up which movie I should watch for Christmas since
okay.
I'm a Leo.
Yeah.
It says the Freddie Prinze Jr. Netflix movie Christmas with You. Dance routines, dilfs, grand gestures, all catnip to Leos.
Sounds good.
I can't say I've heard of that one.
I don't know that one either.
That's one of them there straight to video.
Yep.
I didn't know I was into dilfs until this minute. So.
I just watched 4 Christmases with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon. That's a fun one.
Yeah, that's not terrible. All right, well, you don't get the cash, Jenna, but we do have for you a pair of tickets to Bubbly Beginnings New Year's Eve party at Foxwoods Resort Casino, and you're entered for the grand prize of tickets and an overnight stay at Foxwoods, plus a $100 gift card towards food and beverages. If you want to buy tickets, go to foxwoods.com. So enjoy that. That'll be fun on New Year's Eve.
Awesome. Thank you.
Now you have
definitely.
Plans.
I usually go there anyway, so perfect.
Yeah. Perfect.
Awesome. All right.
Bring the whole kindergarten class.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, don't want to do that, Dan. We want her to have fun.
Well, they can't get in, so it's all right.
We'll stack up and wear a trench coat.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jenna from North Providence, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. You can get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, and Subaru of New England retailers will donate $300 to charity. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
Say good morning to David from New Bedford, who is back with us.
Hi, David.
Hi, Kennedy. How you doing? How's good. Everybody else doing today?
We're doing great. I understand David beat you 4-2, Kennedy.
Holy cats.
A drubbing.
You sure it wasn't Can't Conquer Carson? You sure you played Kennedy? Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
All right, good talk.
Yes. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Here we go. Five trivia questions. All pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to hang your jersey in the rafters.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. You understand how this works. Question number one, Jake Gyllenhaal turns 44 today. In March of this year, he starred in a remake of which classic Patrick Swayze movie?
Roadhouse.
27 years ago today, in 1997, Titanic was released in the United States. It went on to win Best Picture, and this man would take the Oscar for Best Director. Who directed the movie?
James Cameron.
Courtney Cox is officially returning for Scream 7. Who is the killer in Scream?
The killer?
What is the villain, I guess?
Oh, what the heck do they call him? I don't know. Scary face.
Question number four. Right. Ariana Grande gushed over her boyfriend, Ethan Slater, on social media after he shared black and white photos from a recent magazine shoot. What is the name of this Ariana Grande song? Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
I have no idea. Thank you, next.
Question number five. Juan Soto's insane $765 million contract with the New York Mets reportedly includes a clothing allowance for his mom.
He can't buy her some shirts with $765 million?
No, you got to watch every penny, Dan. Outside of the United States, which country has the most players currently in Major League Baseball?
Dominican Republic.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
4 days in a row, I remembered Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
We talked, Aiden, when we were...
We FaceTimed him. We FaceTimed him
up in New Hampshire. Yeah, he's off in college.
Kennedy!
This little voice right here is now in college.
Gosh, I love that so much.
David got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right, well done, sir.
Oh, jeez. These are really hard, Kennedy.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Jake Gyllenhaal turns 44 today. In March of this year, he starred in a remake of which classic Patrick Swayze movie?
Roadhouse.
A lot of wasted time and energy.
You be quiet. It was good.
Tie to one. Question number two. 27 years ago today in 1997, Titanic was released in the U.S. It went on to win Best Picture, and this man would take the Oscar for Best Director. Who directed the movie?
James Cameron.
You know what I'll say about the Roadhouse movie? I don't hate the movie itself. The movie was okay. It just didn't need to be a Roadhouse movie. It just should have been a movie, not Roadhouse. 2-2. Question number three. Courtney Cox is officially returning for Scream 7. Who is the killer in Scream?
Ghostface?
Ghostface. But I do like Scary Face.
It is scary.
3-2. Question number four. Ariana Grande gushed over her boyfriend Ethan Slater on social media after he shared black and white photos from a recent magazine shoot. What is the name of this Ariana Grande song? Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part. Seven Rings.
Seven Rings is correct. 4-2. Question number five. Juan Soto's insane $765 million contract with the New York Mets reportedly includes a clothing allowance for his mom.
What a guy.
Outside of the United States, which country has the most players currently in Major League Baseball?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The Dominican Republic.
Ah.
4-3 is the final score, Kennedy. Redemption is yours.
Ooh. Close one, David.
No, it wasn't.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Dave.
One point is literally the definition of close.
Kennedy, you've crushed him. His day is ruined.
Hooray for me! My evil Grinch heart has grown 3 sizes. I'm kidding, David. I love you.
That's quite all right.
David, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Dave from New Bedford, and today I certainly can't beat Kennedy.
All right, perk up, butter.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by good friends at Subaru of New England. Share the love with a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to B-Side from Gloucester.
Hey, sis, how are you?
I'm getting through the week. Good morning.
B-Side, you were actually one of the AMA questions that we didn't get to during the show. Somebody texted in and said, AMA, what does B-Side stand for?
It actually is kind of the B-side of a record. And, you know, sometimes the B-side of a record can also be a hit. So I am just like the hit of the B-side of a record.
But why are you not the A-side?
Because sometimes the B-side's better, baby. You got to work a little harder for it.
Yeah, back just for younger people, when they released music, they would release a hit single on record vinyl, and the hit was on the A side, and then they would put a song that they didn't think was going to be a hit on the B side to sell more records, I guess what it was. I don't know why they did it. Why
for the Utes.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, it had two sides. You got to put some.
I know. Why did we put two hits? Why can't we have two A and AA?
Because there weren't two hits at the time, man.
I guess. B side, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a L for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am ready.
The Weeknd is promising a new album, new tour, and new movie in 2025. True or false, The Weeknd has performed at the Super Bowl halftime show.
True.
Nick Jonas may have alienated some fans by putting out a message of support to Elon Musk. Which movie franchise does Nick play Seaplane McDonough in?
Oh, goodness. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yes, I can't remember.
Question number three. Patrick and Brittany Mahomes attended a party to mark the end of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. Which Taylor Swift era is associated with the image of a snake?
Reputation.
Millie Bobby Brown and Chris Pratt learn that robots aren't so bad after all in the new Netflix movie The Electric State. Millie Bobby Brown is married to the son of which famous celebrity?
John Bon Jovi.
Question number five. Ryan Reynolds will receive the Order of Canada, his home country's highest civilian honor. What is the name of the biggest coffee shop in Canada that has overtaken McDonald's as the country's largest food service provider?
Aroma Joe?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
From the 617 AMA, who is B-Side? B-Side is a friend.
Yeah. She's been a friend of the show for a long time.
Very long.
She brought us cannolis to the North Shore Mall, and I've loved her ever since.
Yep. Yeah, we first met B-Side, I think it was 1954. We were on a USO tour. Remember that, Kennedy? Yep. It's great.
If you ever listen on a Friday when we talk about what we're doing for the weekend, B-Side always lets us know, and she does really cool stuff.
Oh, Friday's going to be a doozy for me.
B-Side got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Do you need me to close that blind? Is that in your face?
I'm good for now. It's okay.
I feel
thanks. Thank you.
Very
kind.
During the winter months, the sun is in a different spot, and we have a window right behind me, and it just all I can see is Kennedy like struggling to be able to see. All right, question number one. The Weeknd is promising a new album, new tour, and new movie in 2025. True or false, The Weeknd has performed at the Super Bowl halftime
show.
Yes. With like face bandages for the whole thing.
So confused half of America.
It was a look.
One-to-one question number two. Nick Jonas may have alienated some fans by showing a message of support to Elon Musk. Which movie franchise does Nick play Seaplane McDonough?
Jumanji?
It is Jumanji. 2-0. Patrick and Brittany Mahomes attended a party to mark the end of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. Which Taylor Swift era is associated with the image of a snake?
Reputation.
A slithery snake.
3-2. Question number four. Millie Bobby Brown and Chris Pratt learn that robots aren't so bad after all in the Netflix movie The Electric State. Millie Bobby Brown is married to the son of which famous celebrity?
Jon Bon Jovi.
4-3. Question number five. Ryan Reynolds will receive the Order of Canada, his home country's highest civilian honor. What's the name of the biggest coffee shop in Canada that has overtaken McDonald's as the country's largest food service provider?
Starbucks?
No. Tim Hortons.
Timmy's.
Oh, sure.
You never had Tim Hortons?
No.
Oh, it's delicious. Delightful. One of the wonderful exports from Canada.
I can't believe I forgot.
Yeah. Alrighty then.
Yeah.
You go there, you drop a loony and a toonie, you get your coffee.
I got to go to Canada, obviously.
No, they're all over the place here now, too.
Well, I'm going to go to Canada.
Okay. Well, that's
I want to get from the source.
Okay.
I want to go there anyway. Two birds.
I got you. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, B-side, you don't get the cash. But thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll probably talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you, babe.
Yeah. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Yeah. I am B-side from Gloucester, and I cannot beat Kennedy.